The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. You don't have to listen to us through all of those platforms. You just have to choose one. And we appreciate whichever one you choose.
But remember, I'll be impressed if you do listen all, through all the platforms.
That's right. And send a video.
You got to send in a video.
Yeah. Send a video to
Kelly. Got
to
prove it.
How many different ones is that? VSiN.com, VSiN app.
Right. So you would need your phone for the app,
yeah.
And then at least two screens, YouTube TV and VSiN.com.
Game Plus. And then
Game Plus. So a third one.
And
I guess it only counts if you're in Canada.
So it's at least five.
And then Sirius. And then another radio with your local radio iHeart station that's carrying us as well.
Oh.
If you live in one of those
You want to do that to them too.
Yeah.
Okay. First set tiebreaker, Sabalenka up a mini break. Not fun. Not fun. Again, Amanda Anisimova, the only other player that exists later today on the tennis side of things. Still to come this hour, by the way, Mike Somich is going to join us. Co-host of Ready, Set, Bet. And he's got thoughts on multiple sports, including, it's always interesting with Somich because he's got some baseball props that he wants to give for today. He's got an NFL season-long prop as well, and he's just got thoughts on Game 7, a Game 7 prop as well. Who knows? Maybe we'll have time for some more NFL thoughts. But he's loaded down like Felica was with lots of plays in multiple sports. And then we'll also hear from Ben Wilson on the College World Series. College World Series, best of three, Coastal Carolina, LSU. Ben Wilson, who does play-by-play for lots of college baseball, will give his thoughts on this. Coastal Carolina, again, 26 wins in a row.
Yeah, I know you and I were staring at them. You know, I don't want to say real hard,
but
pretty hard. Yeah.
I stared at them.
Because what were they, 20-1, 25-1, something like that, heading into the College World Series?
Bro. Again, I had four teams, and I take the other three.
Yeah.
Nice job, Vanderbilt. Really appreciate it. Okay. By the way, one stray, are we sure, before we go into...
Yeah, we're sure Tyler Shuck should be still minus 330 or whatever he is. Hold on. Let me get the real number. Yeah, minus 330 to be the week one starter for the Saints.
Okay. Maybe it shouldn't be minus 330, but he should be the favorite only because what are you telling your fan base? Right. If you're like, hey, guess what, guys, Spencer Rattler or Jake Haner or the kid from Iowa Western Community College, like Decker, what are you telling your fan base if it's not Shuck? Now, injury, of course, could change that. Right. But beyond that, that's the only hope you can give your fans.
Yeah. But see,
even if it's just nonsense.
So that's what I view. You and I talked about this probably a month ago. It was like the same odds. It was the same odds we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Was Spencer, nobody was good, but was he that bad that you don't want another look at Spencer Rattler? You're going to go to the kid who was in college for 6 years, and like finally you just cracked the NFL, good for you. This is the future. Or are you just throwing him out there so you can make an easy excuse when you have the worst record in the NFL and you can go to Arch Manning without any blowback next summer?
Yeah, and Archie Manning, his grandfather, Arch Manning's grandfather, of course, made his career in New Orleans.
Right.
So it would be a big deal for that franchise. Yeah. Like I said, he should be the favorite. He shouldn't be that big of a favorite.
I know, tanking is always a difficult subject, but my God, it does feel like the Saints could be set up for the most epic tank job of all time this season, possibly. Of just get a Manning back in New Orleans, and what will that do for your franchise for the next 15 years.
And the Derek Carr thing, it's interesting because people are like, oh, Derek Carr did them no favors. But Derek Carr actually saved them
$30
million doing that.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, good point. You actually could be in a worse scenario this season, in my opinion, if he was still on the team.
That's right. Okay. Let's talk about the NBA Finals, Game 7 once again. But not through the, you know, again, Kelly and I both have bets on the Pacers plus the points. Game 7, what's the old adage? The greatest words in sports, Game 7 of anything. But specifically the NBA Finals, again, just the 20th time in NBA history that this will have happened. Previous 19, the home team won 15 of them. Most recently, the road team that won, the 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers, who held the Warriors scoreless, if you remember, in Game 7 for the last 4 minutes and 40 seconds of that game. Crazy. That was the iconic LeBron block of Iguodala's layup in that game as well. Okay, but NBA Finals MVP might be an interesting way, and maybe a more interesting way, or maybe a more prudent way to bet this. Right now, your money line on the Thunder is higher than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's money line to win MVP. And the Pacers bang for your buck to win on the money line is less than Pascal Siakam's plus 390 to win NBA Finals MVP. So, Kelly Bidlin, would you say to someone, hey, you might as well just, instead of betting that, bet either of these guys right now, given your conviction on who you think's going to win, rather than the team itself on the money line, because nobody else has a chance to win NBA Finals MVP. That's obviously the risk you're taking. So let's break that down a little bit. As well as Jalen Williams has played, remember, he had 40 points in Game 5, but you know what he followed that up with? He followed that up with, ready for this? The worst plus minus on record in a finals game ever yesterday.
Was it minus 40?
Yes, minus 40. So if Oklahoma City's winning this, it's Shai, right? Nobody else is winning this. I don't see another scenario where anybody could win this.
All right, what was our percentage yesterday? 98.9%?
That it was Shai.
It's coming down a little bit from that.
Really?
Coming down a little bit from that.
Because he had 8 turnovers?
The 8 turnovers, yeah.
But what's the scenario where somebody else wins it? Jalen scores 50?
Oh, it's only the top 4 names on this graphic. I mean, it's, and even to take it to the Pacers side, I don't, what's more?
Well, we'll get to the Pacers, but okay. I'm just saying, for OKC, to me, it's Shai or nothing. I just don't see
I think you're probably right. Unfortunately, when we're doing the exercise we almost always do with this, except for the difference is there is literally one game left, right? So you can compare it directly to the money line. This is...
Yes.
I think these odds are pretty fair. I think these odds are pretty fair.
Yeah.
Like, I would have the... If I were betting the Thunder, I would have the bulk of my money tied up in the money line for the game, and maybe you can add a little bit of SGA. That's probably how I would approach.
I believe Shai is your MVP no matter what for OKC. I don't have quite as strong a conviction on the Pacers side.
Really?
Well, I think it's Pascal Siakam. Don't get me wrong. But I do think there is a scenario, right? Where, let's just work with me.
Yeah, I know.
If Tyrese Haliburton wins this with a last-second shot, yeah, then what is supposed to be an NBA Finals MVP, voters will talk, their brains will toggle to more of a Conn Smythe thing, and they'll be like, nope, body of work, entire playoffs, we're giving it to Tyrese.
So, reminder.
Because remember, he did that in game one, too.
And reminder how this works, right? This is like 19 people, or maybe even less than that, that get thrown this at the end of the game and need it to be very, very rapidly returned, turned in. So,
like NFL Super Bowl MVP.
It almost makes the dogs automatically more alive because of what you're talking about, right, Gil? Is that if they just do something crazy in the game, they might capture the attention of the voters for a game and kind of murk their thoughts for what the rest of the series actually was.
To an extent.
Andrew
Nembhard is not winning this. TJ McConnell, for as great as he's been, and by the way, he's been great. I don't want to completely eliminate him.
I'm with you, man.
I don't want to completely eliminate him. He's 130-1. But like, what would it take? McConnell yesterday,
I mean,
12-9-6. Are we really giving it to him if he has a great game? Maybe we would, because that would be 3 great games or 4 great games. He's been awesome. How does, by the way, has anybody talked about this with TJ McConnell? When you grow up playing basketball, in any basketball camp you go to,
you
right?
Talk about his jump shot?
Yes.
Yes.
How?
Everybody talks about it.
Oh, okay, they do. Like, how does that ball even go in?
I don't know.
Because he's holding
it's
it.
Very adorable. That's
he's holding
what I
it find. 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not supposed to.
And he does like the whole. I mean, like, look, we're kind of making fun of it right now, but he's been one of the best players
he's
in this
amazing.
Series, and he is an extremely effective mid-range player. But it's very comical because yes, he's like the only guy in the league that will do like the double plant on both feet and then go up and shoot it.
All right, but the overarching point for me though is it's Siakam, barring something amazing in Game 7, it's Siakam. But I will say that the barring thing is less of a hurdle with the Pacers than it was with OKC, because I don't think there's anything that will not give it to Shai. So I think if you are landing on this game, you're like, I just want to bet the money line on OKC. I actually think you bet Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for MVP. I don't know that I can fully say that the opposite way with the Pacers. Like, I do think there is a little bit of a scenario where the Pacers win and it's not Siakam for MVP, even though I think he clearly ought to be the short shot and is.
Yeah.
Because he's leading in everything.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for it not to be Siakam. I'm just like, Halliburton's, I mean, give me a stat line for what he's got to have to win that. I mean, including the hero
mode. I don't think it's a stat line. I just think it's the hero thing. I just think if you win games 1 and 7, emphasis on 7, and have 3 additional games in the playoffs, and I know it's not supposed to count that because it's an NBA Finals MVP, but at that point it does, you do wonder if voters, because they're humans after all with flawed brains, and they're not going to go to the stats. Like you said, they got to do this on the fly. You do wonder if some of them will vote for Halliburton.
Just look. I mean, it's 14.8 points per game in the series, 6.8 assists, 5.3 rebounds.
I agree. And if this were done by bots or by AI, then he wouldn't have a chance.
Yep.
But we're not there yet. We're in the human beings part of civilization still.
I think it's interesting the slight differences me and you view this as, but I don't. The odds feel pretty fair. That's all I'll leave it at.
Well, no, you're right that they're fair. The question becomes, if someone's betting that, should they go for the more bang for your buck by going Siakam? And I'm just trying to paint the picture of how I think this shakes out. Sabalenka wins the first set tiebreaker 8-6. Man. Second set beginning. All right, we'll come back. Mike Somich, bets from multiple sports. Sam Obama. That's next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Want to make smarter football bets this season? I know that you do. Start with VSiN Pro for a limited time. Grab our football special at the early bird rate of just $175, giving you full access from now through the Super Bowl. That includes our NFL betting guide, the ultimate playbook, I should say, with team breakdowns, power ratings, and season-long best bets. You'll also get a daily best bets email from our expert hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, live and on-demand shows via the VSiN Watch app, deep analytics and betting tools on VSiN.com. Don't miss the early bird deal. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe to lock in your early bird football special for just $175. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. And that football betting guide, the NFL betting guide, dropping July 1st. What's that? That's 11 days from now.
Got homework to do this weekend, Gil.
Oh, my God. I still haven't done it.
Either. I got homework to do. Can I just say something real quick about golf?
Sure.
Last signature event of the year, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the cream of the crop in the PGA Tour, right? The best of the best playing the signature events.
Cream of the crop and the crop of the cream.
That's right. After one round, Scottie Scheffler is tied. Doesn't have the lead by himself. He's tied. And after one round of golf, he is minus 140 to win the entire tour. Like, you know, we always say we're too close to the sun. Let's just pull back from the sun a bit. Mm-hmm. Minus 140 after one round.
It's
insane.
We've talked about it before, even when he's behind, right? Or when he's within, you know, distance, within striking distance. He is largely unbettable. They have legislated live Scottie Scheffler betting out of the sport. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Brown and I got into it a little bit on long shots this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fight
a little bit?
But he brought up the go-to line that we've used so often of the, like, you know, maybe you'll have a chance to get in on Scottie live. And I was like, I don't know if we can say that.
I don't know that we can say that. No. You could do it with Rory at the Masters. You can't do it with Scottie.
The tax they put on him, yeah. We've been monitoring it all year. It's just incredible.
Maybe Mike Somich has some thoughts on this. SomObomb18 is where you can find him on Twitter. He comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Once again, the co-host of Ready, Set, Bet with our buddy Matt Brown. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Happy summer solstice. And on the Scheffler numbers, he was missing the cut on Friday at the U.S. Open,
yes.
And was the fourth choice in the future market. No way can you bet Scottie Scheffler anymore live. The tax is just too high.
I mean, that's what we talked about. Like, he's on the cut line. You can't bet this right now.
If we had that Samo Bomb sounder that we left behind at the D, we would have dropped it right there.
That's right.
That's outstanding. All right, Mike, you got a lot of sports you want to talk about here. I appreciate that about you. Let's begin with Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We'll get to baseball today, but since we were just talking about it, you have a prop that you'd like to play.
Yeah, I do. Look, these game sevens generally dominated by defense. We see the total sitting all the way down at 215.5 at this point. I'm not willing to pay the under tax in game seven, which we see every single time we get here. This series has been sitting in the mid to high 220s. We've seen too big of a move for me to want to go under here, but I do want to look at a defensive stat. That's specifically SGA blocks plus steals. He's sitting at 2.5 right now, -105 to the over. He has gone over 2.5 blocks plus steals in five of these six games in this series. The only one he did not was last night, and in just of a mess of a Thunder game. We've seen him get multiple games with 2+ blocks. We've seen him get multiple games with 3+ steals. So he's been going over this. You're focusing on a guy who's going to play a big time defensive effort and play a lot of minutes in game seven. I think SGA flies over that 2.5 blocks plus steals number.
I think, by the way, update on the line. We're down to 7.5, moving as we speak.
Yes, moving as we speak. 7.5 basically everywhere.
Pacers taking a little bit of money here. Okay, to baseball today, full slate. You have a few props you'd like to play or have played.
I do. We'll start out with my favorite one of the day here. Let's talk a little bit about Hunter Brown, who has been absolutely filthy this year for the Houston Astros. He's taking on the Los Angeles Angels in this spot. The Angels, they love to strike out. They're number one in the league against righties with strikeouts. They have 584 on the season. The next highest total is 534, so almost 50 more strikeouts, 10% higher than the next team on the list. Hunter Brown has been just dirty recently. If you look at his last eight games, he's had 9+ strikeouts in five of those eight games. He's missing bats left, right, and center. I think it's just too good of a matchup to pass up. You can get his regular K prop at 6.5. You can take the over there, pay some juice. I took over 8+ Ks at +140 and 10+ Ks at +400. I think Hunter Brown misses a lot of Angels bats tonight, and we see him get up in the double digits in strikeouts. And then the other prop I like here, Eugenio Suarez. He is on the road at Colorado for this Diamondbacks team. He'll be hitting in the middle of the lineup. Wrote an article about a month ago now about how to play against the Rockies. My favorite angle is to take hitters 2 through 5 to be able to record an RBI. At the time I wrote it, the previous three series, they were 27 for 44, those 2 through 5 hitters. So 55, 56% of the time you were seeing them get an RBI if they hit in the 2 through 5 spot in Colorado. Suarez -120 tonight to record an RBI. So I'll take him recording an RBI as well, Gil.
Where do you see those props available? At DraftKings and FanDuel, at the big shops?
If you go to any of the big shops, you go into batter props, and then you scroll down, you can find 1+ RBI, 2+ RBI, or you can get over half an RBI. What you'll generally see, depending on the total of the game, the favorite in the RBI market will be anywhere from, in a 12th game, it'll be -110, -120. If you're seeing a game totaled at 8, it'll be +145, +155. So it really adjusts around the total. One thing, I've started betting RBI props a lot more because I think there are discrepancies that the books miss. When someone's hitting in the 3 versus the 1, that's worth 30 or 40 cents just because of the opportunity being in the 3 or the 4 hole versus leading off a game. So this is a market that I don't think is fully properly priced. And when you're looking at the adjustments we've seen for teams and players in Colorado in the hits, runs, RBI market, that has been significant, whereas the adjustment in the RBI market not been nearly as significant. So I'd rather attack at something that is a little more random. You need to have someone on base. You need to be up at the right time. But with a Colorado Rockies team that's giving up so many runs, you're seeing team totals in that 6.5, 5.5 range consistently when they're at home. I'm willing to play into some of that variance and take plus money on a lot of these guys.
I'm glad I asked, because just to clarify for folks, because maybe some folks were confused. So it's the individual batters that are 2 through 5. It's not some prop that's out there, batters 2 through 5. Just wanted to make that
that's
clear.
Correct. Yeah. The individual batters hitting between 2 and 5 in the lineup. And when I did the 3-series sample size, it was 27 for 44 that they had an RBI when they were hitting in the 2 through 5 spot.
Okay. The other thing that you have traditionally liked to bet is the notion of a team, whether they bat or not in the bottom of the ninth. You have something like that today as well.
I do. I'm looking for a discount on the Padres today. If you look at them on the money line, they're sitting around -155. If you look at them to bat in the bottom of the ninth, you can bet the no. So essentially they win in 8.5 innings here, and you get -115 over at DraftKings. I like Pivetta quite a bit on the mound today. I think this is a positive pitching matchup for the Padres. So I will take the Padres -115 to not bat in the bottom of the ninth here. Just try and find a way to get a discount without having to lay the 1.5 with a home team, which I don't generally like to do.
All right, let's go to the NFL. You have a season-long prop that you've played.
I do. I like the Seattle running backs this year. Give me Kenneth Walker over 875.5 rushing yards. Quiet move in the NFL was Clint Kubiak going from the Saints over to the Seattle Seahawks as an offensive coordinator. If you look at his style of running, he loves to run stretch runs, wants to make sure he builds up the offensive line. Well, what do we see? We saw Seattle add an offensive lineman in the first round. They add a fullback. So you're going to see more of the two wide sets with a fullback and a tight end from Seattle this year. You've got an additional zone blocking scheme on these stretch runs that we've consistently seen in Kubiak offenses. Kenneth Walker, built to run that specific style of run. Health going to be the issue here. Can he play enough games to get over that 875 and a half yard mark? I think so. I like Charbonnet. If you want to play him both, he's over 425 and a half rushing yards as well. But Walker's going to be one of those guys I target in fantasy and that I think is going to have a big season for this Seahawks team.
So Pete Carroll leaves Seattle and Samich goes with the running backs in Seattle. I like that. Zigging while everyone's zagging on that. Okay. Before you go here, we have about 90 seconds. Give me the Mike Samich NFL opinion, maybe about a team in a certain betting market that you have a lot of conviction on. And then with that, give me the thing that you've heard sort of anecdotally being thrown around by others that you're not buying at all.
Conviction for me is the Bills get the number one seed in the AFC. You can get that at plus money right now, and I just love their schedule. If you go to the home road splits, they have a very, very easy road schedule. The home schedule is nicely split out, really three tough games for them, all at home against the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. And it's one early, one middle, one late, good games heading into them as well. I think this is a Bills team that could go 15-2, somewhere in that range, and end up with the number one seed in the AFC. Biggest conviction that I disagree with, and this is going to be not a lot of people, Vison won't be happy. I don't get the Broncos love. I understand that they're going to be better. I think they're going to be improved. Can we all remember it's Bo Nix? Just take a minute here and remember it's still Bo Nix who's playing quarterback, the quarterback that everyone slandered coming out of this last year's draft, who, yeah, he had a good season last year, but was it the offense or was it him actually being good? I don't trust Bo Nix. I'm not sure why everyone's picking him to win the division.
That's an interesting answer because I've only asked that question a couple other times, and I think both times it was the anti-New England sentiment, right? Yeah. Too much love for New England, and people sort of... I haven't heard the counter to the Broncos love until now.
I'm with Mike, though. We talked a little bit about it yesterday with that Chiefs division price because it's right. How threatening are Denver or the Chargers, and I don't really see that either. With Mike.
Time will tell. Mike, great answers, great segment. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Mike Samich, everybody. SamObomb18 on Twitter. Again, Ready, Set, Bet, which he does with our buddy Matt Brown. Each and every weekend, right here at the network. We'll come back. Ben Wilson on the College Baseball World Series. Coastal, LSU. Next, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready to get in on the action? First Bet has you covered. Sign up now to access exclusive promotions and bet on hundreds of thrilling horse races every day, right from your phone or computer. Visit firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. And use promo code VSiN200 to get a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days, up to $200. Don't miss out. Start betting today at firstbet.com. Gil Alexander, this is Kelly Bidlin, everybody, producer number 9. So much more than a producer. He's the guy who's waving at you. It's very friendly.
Hey! Yeah?
little toddler wave.
Hey!
But y'all make the show the best. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. Brian Morianen, about your trip to Montreal, Kelly, says American dollars work very well in Montreal. They just give Monopoly money back.
Oh, come on, Brian. Be nicer than that. It's not real Monopoly money. Come on.
James Fessler and Mizzou Soldier. Oh, Mizzou. The Harvard of Boone County, one of our guests who's coming up, like to say. Week 5, he says, Giants at Saints. Week 5, Giants at Saints, destined to decide the number one pick, winning team, fan base. Going to look back at that game with disgust. Early season advantage to danger Russ, he says.
Man, if that division wasn't so light, I would be betting that Saints, like, heavy. But, like, I don't know. Like, they could easily mess around and end up winning a couple games in that division.
I'm told you need a quarterback. This is what I know about football. I'm told you need a quarterback.
Also, I'm totally that guy of, like, you know, I always enjoy the thin line between, well, he's got a lot of experience coming out of college. And I'm like, yeah, no. What you're really telling me, though, is he wasn't good enough to come to the NFL earlier than when he did.
Yeah.
I know he dealt with injuries.
He dealt multiple injuries. Cheap prop bets about our challenge to listen to us on all platforms at once. He says impossible to watch in all platforms. The timing of each is not in sync, so I've been told.
I just tweeted back, though, because that would make the video far more comical.
Screaming A. Smith. That would. New Orleans' worst record, plus 550 at Bet365. I was allowed a total of $1.65.
Hey, there you go.
$1.65 here, $1.65 there. All of a sudden, you got some real money.
Hey, that $30 at Caesars let me get down on Cam Ward to go to number one at minus 190.
Why are we talking like this?
I don't know.
Chris Heath, best two words in sports. That's what. Game 7, best two words in sports.
What'd you say?
I was just trying to figure out what the statement was. Trip Tepper, Gil, you touched on the path for Halliburton to win finals MVP, a Willis Reed moment or a game-winning shot. Is the only fly in the ointment when votes are cast? Would voters be required to submit before the final buzzer? We were just talking about that off air. Because we don't really know if there's givebacks on that.
I'm pretty sure what the actual writing is that you can take all the time you need, but they're encouraged to get it in earlier.
The NFL is the one where they really put it in early. Jason H11, are we sure there's a legit massage parlor on Decatur? That's from yesterday. Sam Ginsburg, TJ McConnell went to Chartres Valley High School. His dad was a legendary coach. I coached a lot of baseball kids from there, and they said TJ never left the gym. The jump shot came from him playing, starting as a real small kid that had to put everything into a shot. Well, that's interesting. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Ben Wilson. He, in the non-Stormy Bonatoni category again, will be the most famous person to ever come out of Visa. He joins us now courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. He is one of our favorites always. Ben Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, from San Diego-ish. How you doing, Ben?
I'm great, Gil. And you got the Harvard of Boone County reference perfectly to lead me in. By the way, Kelly, I have a steakhouse reference for a recommendation for you in Montreal. So don't let me forget about that.
Ben Wilson.
Unlike Gil, I give out the names of the places. So go to Gibby's.
Wow.
He's got a go-to
go to Gibby's
spot
in Old Town Montreal.
Yeah, hey, Ben.
It's a great place.
Ben, any ego hate you want to throw out while we're here now? You know, just...
No, I think she's probably accurately priced.
I do too.
Finally,
I do too.
In Wimbledon, yeah.
Finally,
hey, Rob, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you cue up the Country Club Open and just maybe roll it on mute? Matt Brown made the deck. He declared a couple weeks ago, Ben, that he believed this is just video of your whole family dancing. I was just wondering. It was just hoping, since you just had to name drop Montreal, that you could confirm whether this is or not your family.
Wow. I don't know who these actors are. Where did they get my Uncle Mike from? That's crazy. how did that happen? Jeez, I gotta
Uncle
call
Mike.
Him. Like, I mean, come on, man. Yeah.
Hey, Smarty Pants, you have a Wimbledon play, men's or ladies side, by the way?
Nothing yet. I'm watching right now, you know, the Rybakina Sabalenka match, which very easily, depending on the draws, I mean, it would not shock me if that ends up being your Wimbledon final. Kind of feels more, I mean, we always say Wimbledon is more the wide open event just because of the limited sample size, such a short run up on the grass season. But you think about the number of really good, you know, potential grass court players who actually made deep runs and had long clay court seasons. You don't always see that. So a player like you think about a Coco Gauff, obviously leads the top there, who goes on this great run at the French, you know, not that and her price has come down so much. I don't know that I'd really want to make a wager on Coco at this point with how short the odds have gotten. Same thing you could argue on the Madison Keys front. And so that kind of leads me with a player like Rybakina, who we know the game is there. It's just the off-court issues have just, it's been kind of sad, depressing to watch, honestly. But the way she's looked against Sabalenka, watching that match today, they had a first set breaker. And it looked, I mean, about as even as you could ask for there up in Berlin. So that's the one, and you're seeing Rybakina right now, the second favorite, going to be in that 5-6-1 range. I'm kind of wanting to see if Anjabur gets the draw, if she gets in like a really weak quarter. I mean, she kind of finally had a resurgence here this week at Berlin, and I was kind of completely ready to just close the door on her ever having any more of a career, at least on the grass. But she's kind of turned back the clock a little bit here over the last couple of weeks, and her serve numbers have been great, which have been awful throughout 2025, and she didn't win a single match on the clay. So I'm not ready to say like 30-1 isn't that that good of a value number based on how bad she's been this year. But I at least want to see what quarter she gets, and that would be a little tasty for me if we get Ons in a good draw.
Okay. By the way, again, this is how short grass season is. We're already doing the Beating the Book Wimbledon preview show a week from today.
Wow.
4-week grass season. That's it. That's all. Okay, to the College World Series. By the way, I know better than to ask you about the men's side. Carlitos is the guy. Yes.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Sinner got pretty much manhandled yesterday by Bublik. So he's still got a ways to go for me.
Bublik throwing in a couple underhanded serves in that match as well.
Really?
Yes.
Oh right. God, I love the trolling in tennis when they do that. Is it a bettable number right now? I mean, because they're like pretty close together.
I there's nothing sexy about the number.
Okay. I mean, it's like +150.
Yeah. No. Not to me anyway. Okay. College World Series, best of three. We have arrived. Full strength. There's no having to manipulate your rotation, anything like that. Full strength. LSU, Coastal Carolina. As we have said a number of times, Coastal Carolina has won 26 baseball games in a row. They have not lost since April 22nd. Yet, they are roughly a little more of a series dog, but they're about a +150 dog in the series. I'll give you the exact numbers. +130 in game one, +155 in the series. Best of three, that's all there is. Value on Coastal, or are you going with the SEC behemoth, LSU?
I definitely say value is on Coastal. I mean, this was the only number one seed who was not favored in any of these 16 regionals, and now here they are in the not only did they get through that regional, but they won every single game. To me, the value is still, if there's any, the biggest value, though, of all this stuff is still on the unders here, which have been a very good bet, and that's even with a couple of just ridiculous losses or pushes. The Arkansas LSU push was the worst of them with the collapse by Arkansas there a couple nights ago. Brutal. But I still like the under for game one at 8.5. And part of that is, and we always talk about the depth of pitching, and that has really what's precipitated this 26-game winning streak for Coastal Carolina. 8 games so far in the postseason for Coastal. They have given up an average of barely over 3 runs a game. And if you were doing hypothetical team totals, we don't usually get those in college baseball, but Coastal would have held their opponents under 6-1-1 so far. And part of that is because the number of relievers they can bring in, of the 9 pitchers this year Coastal's thrown who have pitched at least 20 innings, 8 of them have a sub-350 ERA, and the 9th has a 351 ERA,
wow,
which in college baseball is just insane. That you do not see that whatsoever. I mean, you see good pitchers all the time who have ERAs over 4 just because it's an aluminum bat sport. So I don't think Coastal will actually throw their true ace, Jacob Morrison, just based on the rest patterns they've used with him. I don't think they'll throw him till Sunday. They're going to save him for game 2. He's 12-0, 208 ERA. And is awesome. I think they'll kind of mix and match here. I like the bullpen to handle things, keep it close in game one. And on the LSU side, game one, you're getting Cade Anderson, who just shoved against Arkansas, maybe your number one overall pick, second most strikeouts in the country. And he goes, 96 fastball, 88 slider with late sweep. That's pretty sick for the college level. So under 8.5 for me. And I would say, I mean, I figure LSU wins game one. I like Coastal, though, to bounce back, win game 2, and then would take LSU in the game 3 winner take all. So look at those lines accordingly, see if there's something that pops there.
Yeah, we could have a game 7 in the NBA Finals, followed closely by a game 3 take all College World Series. Could be a fine weekend.
Yeah.
Betty and the Bets, everybody. Ben Wilson. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kelly, for giving us the
penny.
Going out of break.
Coming back, recapping all the bets on the show. It's a numbers game at Beeson, the Sports Betting Network. There's Uncle Mike.
A numbers game on Beeson, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin.
So,
we don't talk about Circa enough. Great shower pressure in the showers, so I'm told. But really, it's, every Las Vegas property, not everyone.
Didn't have a barber for you, though, the other day.
What's that?
Didn't have a barber for you the other day.
Didn't have a barber. Yeah. Did not. Yeah. No, they don't have that. But not every casino, but most casinos have a signature thing, right? Let's just say the Hard Rock back in the day, right? They were the young hotel, the Palms was the rival for a spell. I'm just trying to think. Bellagio has the fountains, right? There's always a thing. Circus is the sports book. The sports book and Circus Swim. And if you've never been out here with your buddies and you always go to the strip, you should take an opportunity to come out here to Circa.
Well, I think the other, I'll take a step further. Sportsbook, for sure. You're a sports fan. You probably already know the place and you must come visit it if you are a sports fan. But it was the idea from the beginning, right? Strip quality hotel downtown.
Yes.
And that's what it really is.
Well, also, I mean, if I'm being honest, so Wishnev and I remember when we were like, the Circus Swim, you're going to have this swimming pool. Like, are people going to come out in the middle of summer on a Wednesday
and
watch the Astros play the Mariners?
It's packed always.
Packed every day.
It's amazing. Sure. Every time I go out there, too, I'm like, I feel like the only times I go out there, Gil, I'm like, huh, it's not going to be crazy, so I'm going to go out there. And then I go out there, and I'm like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's packed.
This is a tweet from Scotty B, 726 Pacers fan. He said, all I ask is Scott Foster's not the story Monday morning.
Me and him were tweeting back and forth. It is almost impossible for Scott Foster to not be at least part of the story. I don't know if you caught earlier in the series. So what was it? Game, I forget how they do this. Game four, I think he was on. Game three, game four. Usually they take the game three, game four refs. The best of those go to game seven is what they were. So Scott Foster was involved in one of those games. And Carlisle came to his defense after a lot of people were bashing him.
Oh, wow.
And everybody was like, oh, he's playing the long game here.
Playing the long game. Corbin, Corbino 13. He says, morning, fellas. Hey, Kelly, mind your mouth about Toronto. I think the people of Montreal would agree with you wholeheartedly. And also, huge, huge missed opportunity this morning when the cream rises to top and no Macho Man reference. Kind of disappointed. I said cream of the crop, crop of the cream. I don't know if you guys recognize that as a Curtis Blow reference, but
no,
we're on another level here, Corbin.
I feel like for the past 3 weeks, I've gotten called out for stuff that I don't know what I said. Like, what did I say bad about Toronto?
Your finest moment of the last 2 weeks was clearly
just the
throwaway comment of saying, JJ Spawn legit, Thurston Lawrence not legit. And then like five people on Monday tweeting in, oh, thanks, Kelly. How you got me JJ Spawn winner. That was the best.
This is reminding me of our Tommy's discussion yesterday. Please, please. Like, I have futures tickets on the Thunder. My friend Tommy asked me for a bet during the Denver series, Gil. And I said, you know what's a good bet right now? To bet the Thunder to win the finals at like plus 125. It was tied 2-2 or something with Denver.
So he bets it.
And then every night of the NBA finals. Hey, man, what are we betting tonight?
Including last night
and after, in a closeout game. I'm like, Tommy, this is why you made the bet. You made the bet for now. Not for then. For now.
Everybody has a Tommy. Here's the thing.
That
represents, though, and this is, again, when I were to talk to Crack, we always say too close to the sun. We have to be cognizant doing content in this space.
Yeah.
That I don't know what the percentage is. I was going to say 90%. Maybe it's not 90, but it's a high percentage of bettors are still like that. Like, you have an OKC future. It's a closeout game. You're like, what are we betting?
What are we betting tonight?
Bro, it's okay to just something tonight. You have the bet. It's okay to just stay there and watch the game. Yeah. Here are all the bets from today, by the way, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSIN. Every host, every guest, every sport, recapped at the end of each and every show by GBank. I am on, again, I'm on Elena Rybakina in this match right now. She is up a break in set number two, trying to even it out against world number one Aryna Sabalenka. Got Rybakina at the price of, now I'm being told by somebody that it wasn't on the picks page, which, I don't know. Pilot error. I know who to blame for that. Plus 142 is what Rybakina was. We'll see how that goes. She has a set point right now. The only one that has yet to go off today that I do have is Amanda Anisimova. Amanda Anisimova is minus 114 later against Ludmila Samsonova.
I like it.
Anisimova over Samsonova.
And Pacers 8.5 for you, right?
Pacers plus 8.5 for me as well. You?
I know this is running away a bit on us because, oh boy, there are sevens now. Sevens, Gil. Seven at Circa.
Oh my God. When I walked in the studio this morning, it was 8.5.
Yeah. We hit seven at Circa. I am on Pacers plus 8.5. Konkanepo top 5 pick, even money. I believe that can be found at MGM still, if that is available to you. That's where we bet that, right? You're on that as well.
Which one?
Knipple top 5.
Knipple was at BetMGM, yes. Yeah. Even money.
Also, that is one of those, we say this all the time, but even within the same shop, compare, right? His draft position's at 5.5. The under on the draft position was like minus 115. take the even money to go top five.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's the same. It's the, you're betting the same thing.
By the way, Anissa Mova, better price now than I got her at VSiN.com/picks. She's a dog. She's plus money now, plus 110. I also bet this week Max Fried, AL Cy Young, plus 850, in addition to the Knepel top five pick. And the Tigers only got themselves a split against the Pirates yesterday. They were going for the sweep. They came back from a 4-0 deficit in game two. And then there was a bit of a delay, and they came back, and the Pirates whacked them in extras. So right now, most wins month of June, at the top of the leaderboard, it is the Houston Astros. Houston Astros with 12 wins. Right now, with, you know, most teams either have, you either have 10 or 9 games left in the month of June. It's the Astros right now at 12-5, Red Sox 11-5, Rays and Orioles both 11-6, and then the Tigers in the scrum with 10 wins. Do you have the list of
yes, I do. Chris Velika.
Yeah.
Next up, Chris Velika, Spain on plus 200 to win the women's Euros. That starts, what do you say, next week?
A couple weeks.
Then Picro Armstrong, 18-1 to win MVP. That number has gone down, but what do you have? They have one or two home runs yesterday. He had a big game. Ben Kasperius to win NL Rookie of the Year, 8-1. Braves to make the playoffs, plus 280. Sorber, under 18.5 NBA draft. Now, that is a draft position bet. And Newell to go top 10, 9-1, you can get on that one.
And then Mike Somich with SGA over 2.5 blocks plus steals, game 7. And then today in baseball, few props. You Eugenio Suarez over a half of RBI, minus 120. Suarez just one RBI behind Alonso for league lead. Hunter Brown, 8-plus Ks, plus 140, 10-plus, 4-1. Stacking some Hunter Brown bets. And the Padres will bat in the bottom of the ninth. No, minus 115. He also has a season-long NFL bet. Kenneth Walker, over 875.5 rushing yards on the season. Very precise.
Speaking of season-long bets, one from John Legaza today. Saints fewest wins, plus 425 he found on that. Hard for me to argue with that bet. And then the great Ben Wilson just joined us, and he is on the under for Coastal Carolina LSU game one.
Go. Rabakina, win set number two. We are even heading to the rubber set, if you will. All right, introducing the $500 trifecta. By the way, all these best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VSiN. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank, first bet and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at first bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSiN completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October 31st, a $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, first bet and VSiN. Head to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Only have 60 seconds. I just want to say again, what are you going to say?
I want to shout out the crew real quick.
Oh, please.
Can I do that? Yeah, shout out to the crew. We got a couple people filling in today. Yeah. And it's a couple of the old heads here at VSiN, okay? It's a couple of the veterans, okay? John Brown and Rob Moreno helping out on the show.
John Brown now, making an appearance.
People might wonder, they at home, if you watch us, listen to us, say, hey, Kelly, I hear producer all the time. How do you communicate with your crew? Well, it's called this text message technology. It's really, really complicated. And I was just texting JB and Rob about something for this last segment, looked back, and the last time that this group chat had texted each other, the year was 2021.
Wow.
This is how far we go back doing shows together here at VSiN. So awesome for those guys. Thank you for helping out on the show today. Darnell Glenn on audio, as always. I believe he's on vacation for the next 2 weeks. Didn't tell me about that. I didn't clear that one. I don't know where that's
going. Are you the guy to clear it?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. But I am on those emails for some reason. Wyatt Tomczak, associate producer, as usual, on this fine show. Thank you to all the guys.
Savannah, who's not here today.
Yep, Savannah, mm-hmm. Taking a day off.
Yeah, sorry.
And Larry was here earlier. Sorry, Larry had to leave.
Larry Fresh. And sorry, guys, I couldn't win you that $3,000 in the VSiN Killer Sports Challenge.
You failed.
I tried.
I would have liked to have seen how that was divvied out, though, much like Fezzix.
We would have picked the 10 folks that you just mentioned, and we would give them $300 each.
I would have liked it if you did it on what you felt like was merit.
Because I have an idea of who's more meriting of it than others.
Just to piss off people back there.
Game 7 NBA Finals Sunday. As sports bettors, but even as sports fans, gotta love that. Best two words in sports, Game 7. Stormy, JVT next on Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.